This is Schuyler Hendrickson recording an interview with Anne Hersey on the 13th of March, 2019 at Norfolk Manor. How are you doing today, Anne?
I'm fine. Yes.
Thank you for joining me today. I have a few questions to ask you about your recollection of local history and about your father, Harold Muller, later. So for the record, could you begin by stating your full name?
Anne Elizabeth Hersey, Anne Elizabeth Muller.
Anne Elizabeth Hersey married now Anne Elizabeth Muller, or other way around.
Yes.
Maiden name Muller, now Anne Hersey.
Yes.
Okay, and when and where were you born?
I was born here in General Hospital. I was born July 16th, 1953.
July 16th, 1953. Could you speak up just a little bit?
Sure, there are other... Yeah, that's hard.
I apologize.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
So, first of all, can you talk a little bit about what you did professionally as a career, as a job?
Okay.
Where you came.
Okay. I helped a photographer, you know, doing pictures and everything, and pictures really, and just finishing the pictures, doing the pictures for Colin Park.
I see. So you were the assistant for the...
Yes.
And approximately how long did you do that for?
I think 10 years.
About 10 years?
Yes.
Okay. And who were your parents?
My parents were Doreen Hill before, and then Harold Hiram Muller.
Okay. And if you can recall, do you know when and where your parents were born?
Okay. My parents... my dad lived in Guelph again, and my mom lived I can't remember.
It's just out of Toronto. Out of the Toronto area somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay, that's plenty.
Right.
And are there any specific or fond memories that you have of your parents? Just for the record, that you would like to talk about?
All right. My parents were just super parents. Lived in 504 Oldwood Street. There, and my dad was an artist, but he was worked with cars and painting the cars and everything.
Auto body work.
Auto work, and then they painted nice things for the dairy.
Okay.
And the bread trucks, and they decorated them up.
Like,
really nicely, like painting it.
Mm.
He did that, and then he did some auto work to his job, and then after that he went to College Heights prototypes, and he did bricklaying for college heights, and he did some work with fixing cars. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, for context, because the people who will be looking at this history will be people largely from my generation,
right, okay,
and my parents' generation. So people who spent time sort of in the last half of the 20th century. For the record, how would you describe Guelph in the 60s, 70s, 80s in comparison to Guelph today in 2019?
Oh, yes. Guelph is like a small town, but a lovely town. It had, you know, flowers and then the Church of Our Lady, different things,
it's always been called the Royal City.
Yes, that's right.
It's been listed as one of the best places in Canada and all of Canada to live.
Right.
Actually.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And has that been your experience?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And then, I went to. For my birthday, we go to Riverside Park, and we celebrate my birthday. And because it's in the summertime, with my friends.
And has the city itself changed much, or is it very?
Oh yes, it has expanded very much and everything. Yes, and it really expanded.
A lot of new people coming in, settling down, businesses,
and different.
So I don't recall if together. This is
lovely place.
Indeed.
Yes.
Well, I would say so. I've only been here a short while. So sort of following that same line of questioning, I want to know what the concerns of people were back in the 60s, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Now that the 20th century saw a lot of international events, a couple of world wars, war in Vietnam, the Cold War, stuff like that. And Canada, however, was kind of apart from that. There's a lot of concerns about America and countries in Europe. So I just wanted to know, what were people worried about or concerned about at that time? Your own concerns included. Do you remember?
President Kennedy. When I was young, I was probably about grade five or something like that. And it was the radio.
Right.
You wouldn't feel good. So the class was listening about it, you know, about that. And there's a different. Prime ministers too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I've been there quite a bit. Like, you know, our trailer to you know New Brunswick, and then British Columbia, you know. different places.
So you've been to both coasts then?
Yes.
Did you and your family travel a lot?
Quite a bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because my dad is an artist, so he painted and everything, he drew and everything like that.
Yeah.
Okay, and what was popular at the time? It was unpopular. What did you and your friends and peers do for fun?
We swam at Riverside Park, and I did pottery and when I was a child, and I was a brownie and a guy, you know, and my friends at Victory School, we had a little group who traded books.
Oh, really?
Yes. We picked these little trade books all the time. I was a lovely reader before. Before.
What kind of books?
Nancy Drew.
Nancy Drew. Classic.
Yeah. And Green Gables and Avonlea.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So the focus of my project is largely about the life and works of your father, Harold Muller. So the majority of the following questions will be about him and the things he created. However, if there is a specific... if there is a specific line of questioning or conversation that you would like to pursue, or if there is at any point you think I missed something or is important for any reason, please interject with it. For this project, no detail is insignificant and no fact or story is irrelevant.
Okay.
I hope to get a varied and complete picture of what it was like to be an artist in the 20th century and what it was like to be related to modern.
Right, right.
So, we already covered where your father was born. He was a Guelph local, you said. His whole life he
was
in Guelph?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know when approximately he really began creating art?
Oh, when he was a child.
Very young?
Yes.
And do you know at all what prompted him to start creating art?
I don't know why he just brought all over the draw when I was young and everything. And he went to Toronto, you know, when he was older to Toronto. I forget what it is. The art place where I don't remember what it was called though. The art college.
Well, he
in Toronto.
He went to Toronto to study art and being an artist. That's interesting. And he had an interest from a very
before he got married.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So he learned his craft at an art college somewhere in Toronto.
Uh-huh.
Did your father have any specific mentors or teachers that he spoke of? Anyone he looked up to or took after? Bearing in mind it's fine not to remember a lot these first few questions are about your father before he even married your mother and before you were around, so it's totally fine if you don't have memory of these things. Just checking.
Because I had enters before, so sometimes it's hard for me to remember some of what the names are.
Sure.
You know? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what style or kind of art did he start with? What type did he do?
He painted with acrylic.
Okay.
Acrylic. And then later he did just watercolor. And sometimes it just came chalk. After that, when he was older, he did sculptures. The back from the backyard,
out of clay or
metal.
Ooh.
Metal and in the backyard. Yeah, and he made small sculptures, tiny sculptures, and yeah, and he made silver brooches, and I really forgot that. Anyway, I've got some necklaces that he made that I wear, and I just forgot them today. But anyway,
so obviously he explored many different kinds of art.
Oh yes, that's right. And he did some glass work too.
Right, you mentioned last time that he did some stained glass stuff.
Yeah,
that is very, very interesting. He sounds like quite the character.
Yeah, that's right.
Were there any times in his career did he ever focus on a specific style of art, or did he visit one and then come back to another?
Well, everything art is hard to have. Have children, and doing his art. So he did automobiles, and then he did he went to College Heights and taught there.
So he taught
when I was older.
Okay.
Yeah, I was older. He was in the same school. It's called Heights.
Teaching art?
He did art at the last part, but most of the time he was for planning and trying people how to fix cars.
Oh, he taught auto.
Yeah,
auto shop class.
Yeah, something.
So, when approximately did your? Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Oh no, that's fine.
Actually, let me check the recording. And see.
Sure.
Everything's ticking along fine.
Oh, good.
So, if you can recall, when approximately did your father become involved with your mother?
What year? I don't.
Approximately how old he was? How old they were when they met?
They were young people. I know my dad. I know my mom was in Toronto doing. At a bank, I forget what bank it was in Toronto, and then Dad sometimes went there to visit.
When he was courting her?
Yeah.
So do you know what brought them together specifically? Were they both artists or?
No. I think it was at our church, First Baptist, that he knew them, I think. Yeah.
So they went to the same church?
Yes.
I see.
Yeah.
So before your father became widely known for his art, before people started to know his name and things that he did, what was he doing professionally? You said he did the bricklaying.
First he did, he painted cars and or trucks for painting and everything, nice drawing and everything. And he did fixing cars. Like Muller Brothers. Mm-hmm. And Muller Brothers is gone. It was in the middle of the town where there is the large apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know the cenotaph.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's down the street. That's where.
Right around there is where the shop was.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the Muller brothers. So he worked with his brother or brothers.
His uncle.
Uncle. Right.
But Uncle Charlie, his older brother. He worked there, and then Harold there too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Charlie, no, I think I'm not sure. A cousin, and another Muller was the head of.
It was the boss?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, was art his primary passion?
Yes, certainly.
And
you know, it's hard to work there with his art.
Mm.
You know?
So he would be working at the shop when really he wanted to be out painting?
Yes.
That's interesting. So, how much time would he dedicate to any individual piece? Did it vary, or would he?
I don't know. One year, when he worked with H&M shops, where Dad said to one of the Hoos said that they want to make a variety store.
Okay.
And then down the street where
that's my daughter.
I helped him after school.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was when you were in high school, or
high school.
Okay.
It was H&M. That's what it's called.
Right.
Yeah. Variety store.
So you do you recall what was the longest time you spent on one piece of art, or do you recall the shortest time?
For my dad.
Yeah. Was it weeks, months, years, even?
He draw some paintings and everything like that, you know, and then he did the mace and everything,
right.
The mace. And when I was a teenager, and then what is it called again? For Cambridge, what's it called again? Silver
medallion
for the for the mirror.
I see.
Yeah, and then he did a for one of the churches. He made a goblet, a lovely goblet, and
out of silver.
Silver. Did everything.
Did everything. A little bit of everything.
Did everything, yes.
Well, that being said, were there times in his career when he would take breaks from creating art?
Oh, no. He didn't go to church. Sometimes he went to church, but he did more work with his art than going to church.
skipping out on the sermon to go to work. All right, I see. So he was he really loved what he did. Working on
and he went to different places, you know. And I was with him, you know, reading and everything when he was painting. And he was painted lots of old barns, you know, trees and everything.
So, what was it like for you living with an artist father?
Well, I did at school. I did some art too. I do paintings and everything too. You know.
So did your father you mentioned that you worked with a photographer for quite some time.
Oh yeah, that when I was older, after I finished school, I went to grade 12, and then I went after that. I did some work for the photographer. Part time, and then I finished school to grade 12, and I worked after that. I stayed at the photographer till about 10 years after that.
And you did pottery as well. Was your father, did him and his work inspire you to pursue art at any point? Did you ever consider it?
I don't know. I had a boyfriend, you know.
Of course.
So I got married. I was busy.
Right. So your father... did his notoriety, his fame and his work, did it affect family life? Was he...
He was the president of the creative arts there.
Oh.
That was special. Every year they had lots of paintings and drawings. Different creative arts and everything outside in the summertime, a week of the year.
They would have like shows where they would show off art.
Yes.
Very interesting. So you haven't mentioned this so far, but just so we can confirm it for the record.
Sure.
Your father, did he ever serve in the army or the military?
No.
No?
His eyes were a little bit bad.
Oh, I see.
Bad. And his feet were really wide foot, like me, and everything. And he wanted to go to the army, but and he had the bugle. He did the bugle, but he couldn't work with the army out of Canada.
Right, out of Canada.
But he worked at London, and he worked with the bombers, fixing the bombers.
Because of his mechanical skills.
Yeah.
London, England, or Ontario?
London, Ontario. And that was before he got married.
Before he got married,
yeah.
He didn't.
Yeah.
So, sort of following that, while we're talking about your father and his early life, did your father and his whole career, did your father ever express any regrets, professional or personal, anything he felt he missed out on or that he would have done differently?
I don't think so.
No?
No. He loved art a lot.
He loved what he did?
And yes, he loved it, yes. And I mean, he made a trailer, and so we went all Canada with my brother Kim and Nancy, my sister. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, being an artist isn't always easy.
No.
So,
he went to art galleries all the time.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, and we were young, so we learned how to just draw on everything, like in one corner, you know. So my mom and dad went all the paintings and everything. Me and my sister, my brothers, you know, drew and everything like that in one corner.
So those were family events for you.
Family events that are really. They didn't really, I was a little bit younger then.
You much preferred the camping and the swimming.
Oh, yeah.
So were there ever times where you felt discouraged, you know, or... Like was he always very popular? Like, did his first piece of art sold, and then that was...
It wasn't really good, like, selling paintings as much, you know. We had so many paintings downstairs, man. You know, and Kim, my brother, tried to, you know, just take pictures, catch a lot of portraits and everything like that, but, you know, it's so many painted down in the basement.
It was more about the creating it was for him than about selling them.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
So, around what time did your father begin to receive recognition for his work? Now, he started painting and drawing when he was quite young.
Yeah.
At what point did his notoriety start to build as an artist? Before or after he was married, or?
When he got married and everything, he painted and everything. He painted all the time. When he was not working, at work, you know, too.
Mm-hmm. And how quickly did your father's reputation grow? Did he?
Well, I don't know. I'm not really sure. He went mostly in wealth and everything like
sure.
that, but I'm not sure what he went to Georgetown, you know,
right.
painting there, you know, and
different places, but I'm not really sure where he, their pictures.
If I remember.
Sure.
So was he very popular outside of Guelph or in other places, or was it mostly within the city?
Well,
yeah. Was your father ever sponsored by anyone? Did a company or organization know? No? He was very independent? He did? Okay. And we've already covered that he worked as a bricklayer and an auto body and stuff like that, and he taught at College Heights. And you said that it was always more about the creating of art than it was for the selling of art.
Yeah.
Did he sell a lot, though, regardless, or was...
He did, but he didn't. In the square, you know the square?
Downtown,
okay.
Like the market square?
No, in the square, there was a bus thing anyway. There's a place where the square is,
right?
Like that. And there was an art group and a, I don't know what it's called and everything. And he did paintings in that one of the stores, and then in like people had different pottery and jewelry and everything in one square when he was older.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Were there any noteworthy people or organizations that your father worked with or for? Like the Mace of Guelph, for example, he did for the city, right? Or the university.
Right.
Did he ever work with any other organizations or groups? Like, did anyone ever commission him to do something specific?
Yeah, well, they had the mace,
right,
and everything, and then they had the office.
For the church, right?
And then Cambridge,
mm-hmm,
they had for the mayor.
I think it was in
Cambridge. Those silver
medallions,
yeah,
or,
and everything.
A symbol of office.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And were people lining up to try and get your father to, like, paint them or paint stuff for them, or?
No.
You don't recall?
He did paint and everything, and even... Everybody painted all the time, you know. I don't know.
So art was very popular back then? A lot of people were?
Yeah, I guess so.
So, that's not uncommon, right? Because to the rest of the city, he was Harold Muller the painter, but to you, he was just your dad.
Yeah, right? That's right, yeah.
So, throughout his career, what were his primary inspirations? Where did he draw inspiration for the work that he did?
I mean, we didn't have to read, do it over.
I don't know. I feel like he went Northern Ontario.
He liked, like, the pine forest.
The pine forest and everything, and he did that. And then he went to British Columbia and draw that, you know, the mountains and everything. And then they had to the Maritimes. Paintings there.
So he was very much inspired by nature.
Yeah.
He loved the mountains and the ocean and the I mean, I'm myself am from Northern Ontario originally, so I can know from experience how beautiful it is, even in the winter.
Yeah.
So this is sort of a similar question, but what motivated his work? Now, we've kind of already spoke about that. He did it for the love of it, right?
Yeah.
It was never about money or...
Oh, no.
He never... Did he ever try to make, like a political statement or something?
Sometimes he did work, I forget what it's called. He wanted to do work with different people, and he did some work with different companies, but I know I don't call like what kind of business, metalwork and everything like that, so
very much in his wheelhouse of expertise. Are there any important occasions or events related to your father that's down your mind? Like ceremonies, or like when the Mace of Guelph was presented, that was a bit of an occasion, I imagine. So were there any other events like that where he featured?
He had lots of, like, at our home before, you know, lots of books and everything that he made and everything like that. And it's amazing what he did.
And saw
his work and everything like that. When I was young, they paintings on the wall all the time,
They were all over the house?
And in the back of that place, metal work, really weird metal work and everything.
Kind of abstract stuff. I'm not an artist myself, but I've done a little bit of research and digging, and the style that was very popular at the time was sort of abstract sculpture and stuff like that. Your house must have looked like a little art gallery.
Oh yes.
Are there any specific pieces he created that stand out? Like, did you have any favorites or?
The thing I just remember, the universe's base and everything like that, and
I'll do my best to find that. I haven't seen it yet, but I'll dig it up somewhere.
Yeah, because I'm not sure where it is. You know where the art gallery. In the middle, the art gallery.
I've been there.
Is it there or not?
I didn't see it. But they change. Change what they're showing all the time, right?
Yeah.
So it might be in storage somewhere.
I guess so.
At the very least, I can inquire.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All done and dusted. So you don't have any particular favorites besides the mace or Shuli? Did he have a favorite piece? Or did he love them all equally?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you know what his favorite style was? Like, was it painting? Was it sculpture? Was it auto body work?
I forgot about that.
You can touch it. It won't do anything.
Okay.
So we can move it here for a moment.
Okay. He worked he worked with he worked with at the church teaching how to paint and
right.
to all the watercolors and everything like that.
Did he enjoy teaching?
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. he painted with the recreation center. He taught to how to paint, how to paint and everything like that. And he loved sailing. Yeah, with his daughter and his husband, he are wonderful sailors.
Mm.
So he sailed and everything.
That is a lovely little wooden boat in that picture there.
Yeah, and that was my Nancy, my sister.
Right.
Jim, my brother-in-law. So anyway, he was a wonderful doing sailing at Bellwood.
Bellwood, the sailing club.
Yeah, the, right. And. And this a lot of the painting when I was very tiny, yeah.
That's you there in the middle.
No, that's one of our friends. But when I was tiny then, you know,
mm-hmm.
And different. Where's dad? Here, that was my dad. That's my dad and one of their friends and everything. That's my daughter, Amy.
That's a cute baby.
Yeah. That's my mom, Doreen. Mm. And my daughter, Amy,
mm-hmm.
and Ian, and different things,
mm-hmm.
And when he was 80, he wanted to go to on a boat and sail. So
he was 80.
Yeah, and he all took everybody in the whole family to go sailing with the large boat, mm-hmm. and everything. Yeah,
pretty adventurous for an older fella.
Yeah, and that's my granddaughter
at the arcade, looks like.
Name is Genesis.
Mm.
Genesis, yeah. And that's my mom and my sister Kim and me. Yeah, the different things. And
that is too cute.
Yeah. And that's my grandson grandson,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was born in July the 16th or something, you know, too.
Right.
Yeah, so you know,
you have a lovely looking family, and I just have a few questions on my list.
Sure.
So, in what ways do you think your father left a mark on his community?
Oh yeah. Well, like, you know, he was just a lovely person, and he painted, and when he painted, you know, and everything like that, I just read or something like that, you know, and we just a lovely person to be with, yeah.
Does sound like a lovely person, and there is a specific piece of work that he did that I was brought to my attention recently that I'd like to touch on.
Sure.
Now, you mentioned that you spent a lot of birthdays at Riverside Park, swimming and lovely in the summer.
Have you been there at Riverside Park at all?
I visited once, but...
Because it's probably in the wintertime or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
But I found out recently that in 2015, your father was 98. He erected and designed a monument.
Yes,
at Riverside Park.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
And it was a monument to veterans and children's rights also.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that.
And so I think that's certainly one way to leave a mark on your community. To me, it tells me that he was a man of incredible moral character, that he cared about children's rights and veterans and stuff like that. And so do you think that his work was important?
Oh, yes.
Certainly.
Yeah. You know, it's there, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's there for people to see.
Yeah, they see it, you know, first part. Go into the park and everything, you know, it's there.
It's the first thing you see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's quite a legacy left behind in paintings and in images and sculptures.
Yeah.
So that's more or less the gist of what I had for you today. Is there anything else you would like to say for the record or anything that I missed? Any pictures or any specific pieces or events that you'd like people to know?
Well, I'm sorry that you can't see all the paintings, you know. Anyway.
Well, your father is unique because when people eventually pass on, they don't always have the luxury of leaving so much behind to remember them by. So your father is in a unique position there, and I hope through this project that people can appreciate his art, even now, people from my generation. But if that's everything that you want to say, Anne, thank you very much.
Okay, all right, okay.
Agreeing to see me today and speak with me. I had a lovely time talking to you.
Okay, all right.
You gave me a lot to work with, so I hope to do you and your father justice.
Okay, all right.
That I come up with.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Okay.